Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The conversation that's coming that dads are not ready for. I read about a father sitting in his living room watching his five-year-old son play with blocks, just laughing, building, completely unaware. And the thought hit him like a quiet weight. One day I'm going to have a conversation with him that I can't avoid. Not if. When? Because the world has changed. What used to be hidden is now accessible, and what used to be delayed is now early, and what used to be rare is now everywhere. I heard a story of a five-year-old who came to his dad. You could tell he was upset. "Dad, I saw something that I can't stop thinking about." "What am I going to tell him?" "I thought I had more time." So let's just say it plainly. Pornography is no longer a fringe issue. It's not a men's issue, and it's not something that shows up later in life. It's discipling our children before we miss the window of biblical truth and direction. And this father sat there thinking what to say. And you're thinking now, what am I going to say when my son comes to me? Or a friend comes to me for advice. Interestingly, I started writing this devotional 6 years ago when a half dozen of my pastors asked if I would be willing to write a devotional encouragement to our men's group, Courageous. I said, absolutely. That was over 1,250 episodes ago. And here's the interesting part. Their very first 13-week lesson for our new men's group was on pornography. And they wanted me to send some samples of what I would be sharing to the pastors first. I'm not sure if they caught my mouth dropping. Honestly, I wasn't ready for that. Really? How personal can you get? And then talk about it out loud with a bunch of guys around the table? I thought you must be kidding me. Some might call it baptism by fire. So write about this hidden closet, this private sin, this invasive and corrupt sin that wrecks marriages, relationships, and to the surprise of many, it actually furrows the channels in your brain and changes them into ravines and arroyos that change the heart of what a man sees scientifically. Because one of the highest ranked shameful sins one can admit to. And so, we don't. We hide it. And that means the roots grow. Because here's the truth. That dad hadn't figured it out himself. He had tried to fight it. He had tried to manage it. He had tried to bury it. And now he realized something that shook him. If I hand my son the same answers that didn't free me, I'm not protecting him. I'm preparing him. I know that's a hard truth. And maybe it's not just pornography. Maybe for you it's anger or unforgiveness. Maybe it's secret habits, quiet compromises, things that you think no one else sees. And here's what Scripture reminds us in Numbers 32:23. Be sure your sin will find you out. Not just expose you, but echo through you. Because whether we admit it or not, our lives are teaching something. Deuteronomy 6:6 tells us to impress God's truth on our children. When you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Why? Because they're always watching, always absorbing and learning. And the question isn't just what will I say, it's what have I been showing? Let me ask you something quietly today. What conversation are you hoping you never have? Because it might expose what you've never dealt with. Because we think we have time. But the truth is, That conversation is already being formed. You can't run from yourself, and you certainly cannot run from God. I know a very close friend of mine, a true man of God, whose wife walked in on him unannounced and caught him on his computer. She was devastated, and counseling did not redeem what was lost. He could not repair the broken trust, and they divorced. When did you see your first porn? How old? Are those pictures still there? Have you been delivered, or are you still an occasional visitor to Satan's darkest chamber? I read this piece recently, and now you're a father carrying narratives you've never identified, trying to raise a son in a world designed to exploit the exact things you've never healed. Wow. I don't say that to pile on shame. I say it because it's what finally woke me up. The question stopped being, how do I stop this behavior? And became, what kind of father do I need to become so my son has a fighting chance? Tomorrow, part two on this critical subject that you or someone you know needs to hear. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.